Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Today we explore a sound known to all rock and rollers, a distinctive riff that's been repeated countless thousands of times on scores and scores of songs. That's a riff, a beat, that is so recognizable you'll know it the moment you hear it, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. The riff comes from the guitar of one Bo Diddley, born Ellis Otha Bates in Macomb, Mississippi. Now, he was inspired, like many, by the likes of John Lee Hooker, Louis Jordan, Muddy Waters. He played for tips on Maxwell Street and later gigged regularly at a place called the 708 Club on Chicago's South Side. Now, the origin of his stage name is somewhat in question, different stories depending on who you talk to. One says it was a name of a singer his mother was friends with. Another was that Leonard Chess actually borrowed the name from a local comedian as the title and artist for Bo's first single. Then there's a diddley bow, which is a typically homemade American string instrument of African origin. Bo knows, but he ain't telling. Now, on the 20th of November, 1955, Bo was to appear on the Ed Sullivan Show. He'd been requested to sing a Tennessee Ernie Ford song called 16 Tons. But when Bo went on, he jumped right into Bo Diddley. And because of that, was banned from further appearances on the Sullivan Show. The host even told him he wouldn't last 6 months. Well, turns out even the great Ed Sullivan could be wrong once in a while. So let's listen to that riff, that beat that got him banned and made him the originator. Bo Diddley and some friends here on Yeah Baby Tunes.
Told her to despise, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Diddley caught a nanny goat to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Bo Diddley caught a bell cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones, but take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo Diddley, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
Thank you. cold like rain. Who do you love? Who do you love?
I'm winding up. magic bus. I'm gonna drive my baby every day. Each time I go a different way. I'm gonna ride her.
Love to last more than one day. Love. faster than the fade away. Love is love and not fade away.
dark and the sky was blue. Down the aisle where I swag and flew. Hit a bump and somebody scream. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Graveyard man. Just 22, baby, I don't mind dying. Snakeskin shoes, baby, put them on your feet. Got the good time music with a boogie to beat. I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house on the roadside. And it's a made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new gin, the mama bit on top. And it's a made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, child. Tell me who do you love.
a Bo Diddley beat here on Yeah Baby Tunes, performed by many of his admirers, as well as Bo. First, Bo himself with Bo Diddley, released in 1955, and then Quicksilver Messenger Service with Bo's own Who Do You Love, The Who live at Leeds with Magic Bus, The Stones from the Voodoo Lounge Tour, on which Bo was a guest, from the album Stripped, and Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away. U2 did Desire, Thorogood's version of Who Do You Love, and then Bow Wow Wow with I Want Candy. Shows the extent of Bo's influence. And then, of course, the Yardbirds with Bo's I'm a Man. The Bo Diddley beat. To say Bo was prolific, well, that's a classic understatement. 40, count them, 40 albums. The essence of Bo can be found between the years of 1955 and 1962, when he cranked out so much music as a singles artist for Chess Records. His accolades read like the royalty he truly was. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Rockabilly Hall of Fame inductee 1987. Lifetime Achievement Awards from the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, and Guitar Magazine. 1999 inductee into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Now, we could be here all week listing all the praises to Bo, but the riff, the Bo Diddley beat, that's the one. Now, we heard some of those who were fans and showed their esteem by playing his style and his music. For a musician, I got to believe that's the highest praise there is. Sadly, we lost Bo in June of 2008. Many tributes came his way, none more appropriate than Mick Jagger, who said he was a wonderful, original musician who had an enormous force in music and was a big influence on the Rolling Stones. He was very generous to us in our early years, and we learned a lot from him. Bo Diddley, truly a special man, a special musician, with a special place in the ranks of rock and roll influences. That's tunes for now. Remember, Bo knows, but maybe your friends don't, so let them know they can find us here on the web or on Facebook. Tweet, tweet, baby. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.